Book 1. Imai not stretch up to the heaven in hand, ne settin all in even in this world, which ever is in balance. It stant not in me sufficient so great a things to compass, but I mot let it overpass, and traitin upon other things. Forthy the steel of me readings fro this die forth, I think a change, and spake of the thing is not so strange, which every keen hath upon hand, and whereupon the world mot stand, and hath done, sithen it began, and shall, will there is any man. And that is love, of which I main to treat, as after shall be seen. In which there can no man him rule, for love is law, is out of rule, that of too much, or of too lit. Well nigh is every man to wit, and natheless there is no man in all this world so wise, that can of love temper the measure, but as it falleth in aventure. For wit, ne strength, may not help, and hay which Ellis would him yelp is rathest thrown under foot. There can no wit thereof do bote. For yet was never such coven that couth ordain a medicine to thing which God in law of keend hath set. For there may no man fiend the rigged salve of such a sore. It hath and shall ben evermore that love is meister where he will. There can no leaf mak other skill. For where is ever him lest to set, there is no mict which him may let. But what shall fall in at last, the soth can no wisdom cast, but as it falleth upon chance. For if there ever was balance, which of fortune stant governed, I may well live as I am learned, that love hath the balance on hand, which will no reason understand. For love is blind, and may not say, forth he may no certain tay be set upon his judgment, but as the wheel about went, he yift his grasses undeserved, and fro that man which hath him served, full oft he taketh away his face, as he that playeth at dace. And thereupon what shall befall he not, till that the chance afall, where he shall lays, or he shall win. And thus full oft men begin, that if they wisten what it meant, they would change all her intent. And for to proven it is so, I am myselven on of though, which to this skull am underfung. For it is sithico knocked long, as for to spake of this matier, I may you tell, if ye will hear, a wonder hap which may befell, that was to may both hard and fell, touchend of love and his fortune, the which may leaketh to commune and plainly for to tell it out, to him that been lovers about, fro point to point ye will declare, and written of me woeful car, me woeful die, me woeful chance, that men mo talk remembrance of that they shall hereafter read. For in good faith this wold e read, that every man ensample talk of wisdom which him is betalk, and that he wot of good apprise to teach it forth. For such emprise is for to praise, and therefore e will writ and shew all openly, who love and e together met, whereof the world ensample fet my after this, one I am go, of thilk unsaily yolef woe, whose rule stant out of the way. New glad and new gladness away, and yet it may not be withstand for aught that men may understand. Upon the point that is befall of love, in which that I am fall, I think tell me matier. New hearken, wo that wallet here, of me fortune, who that it fared. This ender day, as ye forth fared to walk, as ye yo tell may, and that was in the month of May, when every bird hath chose his mark, and thinketh his mirthis for to mark, of love that he hath achieved, but so was he nothing relieved, for he was further fro me love than earth is fro the heaven above, and for to spake of any spade. So wist he may none other raid, but as it were a man for far, unto the wood he gone to far. Knocked for to sing with the bridis, for one he was the wood amidis, he found a swat grain plain, and there he gone me woe complain, wishing and weeping all me known, for other mirthis mar he known. So hard may was that ilke throw, that oft sithis overthrow to groond he was without a breath, and ever he wished after death. When he out of me paint awoke, and cast up many a piteous look unto the heaven, and said thus, O, thou Cupid, O, thou Venus, thou god of love and thou goddess, where is pity, where is meekness? Now doth me plainly live or die, for certes such a malady as he knew have, and long have had, it might make a wise man mad, if that it should long endure. O Venus, queen of love is cure, thou leaf, thou lust, thou man is hell, behold me cows and me querel, and give me some part of the grass, so that e may fiend in this place, if thou be gracious or none. And with that word, e saw anon the king of love and queen of both. But he that king with e in wroth, his cheer away where flo may cast, and forth he passed at last. But, natheless, ere he forth went, a fiery dart may thocht he hent, and threw it through mean hert rote. In him fond e none other boat, for langer list him not to dwell, but she that is the source and well of well or woe, that shall be teed to him that lovin, and that teed abode. But for to tell in here she cast on me no godly cheer. Thus, natheless to me she said, What art thou, son? And he, a braid, reeked as a man doth out of sleep, and thereof took she reeked good cape, and bad may nothing been a dread. But for all that he was not glad, for he ne saw no cause a wee. And eft, she asketh, What was he? He said, A caitiff that leeth here. What wool ye, me laddie dear? Shall he ben whole or else dee? She said, Tell thee malady. What is the sore of which thou plainest? Ne heed it not, for if thou feignest, he can do thee no medicine. Me dam, I am a man of thin, that in the court have long served, and ask that ye have deserved some well after me long a woe. And she began to lure though, and said, There is many of yo, Phaetors, and so may be that thou art wreaked such on. And be faintis, sayest that thou hast made do service. And natheless, she wist well, me word stood on another wheel withouten any faitria. But all got of me malady, she bade me tell and say her troth. Me dam, if ye would have wrouth, quod he, then would he tell yo. Say forth, quod she, and tell me who. Shew me the sickness every day. Madam, that can he do well. Be so me lief, there to will last. With that, her look on me she cast, and said, In unter if thou live, me will is fairest that thou shall be shrive, and natheless who that it is, e wot meself. But for all this, unto me praist, which cometh on. E wo thou tell it on and on, both all the thought and all the work. O Genius, mean own clerk, come forth and hear this man's shrift, quod Venus though, and e uplift mean head with that, and gan behold the self a priest, which as she wold was ready there, and set him doon to hear me confession. This worthy priest, this holy man, Tome, spake and thus began, and said, Benedicite, me son, of the felicite of love and ache of all the woe, thou shalt they shrive of both atwo. What thou ere this for love's sake hast felt, let nothing be for sake. Tell plainly, as it is befall. And with that word, e gan doon fall on knees, and with devotion and with full great contrition e said than, Dominus, mean holy father genius, so as thou hast experience of love, for whose reverence thou shalt may shriven at this team, e pray they, let me not misteem me shrift, for e am disturbed in all mean heart, and so contorbid that e'en am I me wittis get, so shall e much a thing for yet. But if thou wilt me shrift oppose fro point to point, then e suppose there shall nothing be left behind. But nu me wittis been so blind that e ne can meselven teach. Though he began anon to preach, and with his word as debonair, he said to me soft and fair, the shrift to oppose and hear, me son, I am a sinned hair, be Venus the goddess above, whose priest I am, touchend of love. But natheless, for certain skill, I mot algaten nedis will, not only mark me spakings of love, but of other things that touchen to the cause of vis. For that belongeth to the office of priest, whose order that I bear, so that e will nothing forbear that e the vices on and on, ne shall they shewen ever again. Whereof thou meekt tak evidence to rule with the conscience. But of conclusion final, conclude e will in special, for love, whose servant e am, and we the cause is that e come. So thank e to don both atwo, first, that mean ordre longeth to, the vices for to tell a rue. But next, above all others sure, of love e wo the properties, who that they stand by degrees after the disposition of Venus, whose condition e must follow, as e am hold. For e with love am all withhold, so that the loss e am to wit, though e ne can but a lit of other things that ben wees. E am not taught in such a wise, for it is not me common use to spake of vices and virtues, but all of love and of his lore, for Venus Bocchus of no more may teachen now their text ne gloss. But for all much as e suppose, it sit a priest to be well thewed, and sham it is if he be lewed. Of me priesthood, after the form e wall thee shrift so inform, that at last thou shalt hear the vices unto thee mater of love e shall him so remine, that thou shalt know what they mean. For what a man shall ax or sayn, touchend of shrift, it mot be plain, it needeth nocht to make it quaint, for trouth his word is well nocht paint. That e wall ax of thee for thee, me son, it shall be so plainly that thou shalt know and understand the points of shrift who that they stand. Between the leaf and death he heard this priestess tal ere he answered, and then he prayed him for to say his will, and he it will obey after the form of his apprise. Though spake he to me in such a wise, and bade me that he should shrieve as touchend upon me with his feeve, and shop that they were amended, of that he had him misspended. For though be properly the gattis through which as to the hert algats cometh all things unto the fair, which my the man's soul impair. And new this matter is brought in, me son. E think first begin to wit who that then e hath stunned, the which is, as ye understand, the most principal of all, through which that peril might befall. And for to spake in love is keened, full many such a man, my fiend, which ever cast about her e, to look, if that they make a spee, full oft thing which him ne toucheth, but only that here hurt soucheth, in hindering of an other wicked. And thus full many a worthy knicht and many a lusty laddie both have bay full oft sith wroth. So that an e is as a thief to love, and doth full great mischief. And also for his own part full oft thilk fiery dart of love, which that ever brenneth through him into the heart renneth. And thus a manus e first himself graveth all their worst, and many a team that he knoweth unto his own harm it groweth, me son, hechne nu for thee at all, to beware there be, thine ea for to cape and ward, so that it pass not his ward.